And what's up, folks? I'm recording this on the night of Mother's Day, 2022. It is another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. I'm in a bit of a coma right now from food. My God, the food. I am going to be scooter fat. What a weekend it was for just, I swear, I took years off my life. I had to have. Oh, what am I doing? Anyway, I've got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings for you to check out right now. One of the many things that I have available on my Patreon. If you enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings, you may very well be all up for getting the full show as part of what I put out on my Patreon. So enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
West Michigan. To reach the Eric Zane Show, call 800-785-1073. Email eric@ericzaneshow.com.
When you hear the sound coming, well, hear the drums coming. Let me just tell you, whenever we do like a live ad for like Omaha Steaks, it's like, okay, cool. But this one has really drawn a lot of attention because everybody seems to be doing it. First of all, a lot of people seem to be ordering the family gift pack, but too many of them, and it's fine, can't follow the simple instructions of go to omahasteaks.com and then type my name in the search bar. That's all you gotta do. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm really confused. What do I do? I get emails all the time saying, I cannot find it anywhere. It's like, dude, it's so simple, man. Just go to omahasteaks.com, and then there's like a search bar at the top, and you type in Zane, and then it opens up to the family gift pack offer. Just add it to your cart, and you're good to go. And you can save 77% right now for the holidays. It's only $49.99 for you, the listeners of this show. And listen to all that you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, the Omaha Steak seasoning packet to tie it all together, and you get four additional kielbasa sausages free. Once again, omahasteaks.com. Enter my code Zane in the search bar and get the family gift pack added to your cart. 77% savings. People love this for the holidays when it's delivered to their door on dry ice, frozen solid. Omaha Steaks, thank you. All right. Have you ever watched this show? I mean,
yes, I have.
You have. I mean, on children on networks like TV Land, they show.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The thing about TV Land is they've gotten away from that.
Yeah,
like showing the actual like quote good shows from back in the day. They're not that good, but they show like these hot for Cleveland or something. Like these old ladies. Have you ever seen that?
No.
The previews. I don't even know if they still run it, but it was like all the Golden Girls getting together. It was ugh.
So, remember in the show, Cindy was the young one. That's Susan Olsen. Well, it's probably a good thing that Florence Henderson just died, because if she'd have found out that this was going down, she might have gotten pissed. One of America's moms. By the way, you were tooling around the internet. Isn't there some telltale sound effect that is used on the Brady Bunch whenever things aren't working out well? Like Bobby's lemonade stand tanks. Right, that's the one. Greg doesn't make the football team. Dad Mike Brady didn't get the architecture bid. Alice burns the casserole. Cindy attacks gay people. Susan Olsen is on the was on the radio. She's on a show in L.A. called Two Chicks Talking Politics.
Uh-oh.
Susan Olson.
That's what they named it?
Yes.
That's a good name.
Two chicks talking politics. I'm glad it wasn't two chicks with... Mine's bigger than yours. No. Look at this one. Two chicks with... Susan Olson is a right-wing Trump supporter. And now this is actually an interesting dynamic of the radio show. The talk show partner is a longtime friend and a liberal, bisexual Hillary Clinton fan. On Wednesday, they had a guest. He's a gay actor named Leon Accord Whiting. Seemed to be a normal interview.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is. Mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
But after the show, Whiting went on Facebook and called for Susan to be fired for, quote, as he puts it, spewing idiotic lies. Okay. He said, quote, she spreads outrageous misinformation and it is dangerous and unprofessional. Now, if Olson had just let it go and not bit, she today would be prepping the Two Chicks Talking Politics show. But as it stands, you're damn right. She's sitting around playing that noise. Cindy went berserk. She sent Leon a private message calling him all kinds of names. And twice she called him the name that rhymes with Bob Saget, but drop the Bob. So twice she dropped that F-bomb on the guy in a private message.
And it's the whole message started out very promising.
Now, hey, did you see the message?
Yes.
Can you read what you can and maybe put your own Julius spin on it? This is the private message that the actor Leon Accord Whiting shared with the world that has gotten Cindy Brady fired.
Hey there, little kitty cat.
Oh, referred to him as the P word. Yes.
Let me get my big boy pants on and really take you on. What a snake in the grass you are, you lying piece of bleep. Too cowardly to confront me in real life, so you do it on Facebook. You are the biggest Saget in the world.
Wow.
The biggest kitty cat. My blank is bigger than yours.
Oh.
Which ain't saying much.
Well, maybe it should be called Two Chicks with Bleeps.
What a true piece of S you are, lying Saget. I hope you meet your karma slowly and painfully. She also tweeted calling him a nadless. She meant to say fairy, but said fairly.
Mm.
Nick Fairley.
Yeah, autocorrect.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
no nadless fairly will dare to point his finger at me.
Well, guess what?
I could see why she was fired.
Enjoy your podcast from your living room. Enjoy your tears and your first day back on the radio. Fired. Because Cord Whiting, you know, didn't have to do much to make the world. I mean, it's written in stone. It's there. They're your words. She's screwed. And that's that.
I have a feeling that the pull of being Cindy Brady won't exactly, you know, land her a gig too quickly. Because it's Cindy Brady.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like it's Marsha.
I don't know. Maybe she'll wind up in some little town in the middle of nowhere playing hot hits. She's got to be in her 50s or 60s, right? 40s, 50s?
It's got to be, right?
She's got to be in her 50s.
Show was in the, what,
in the 60s, 60s and 70s, 70s, yeah. Right? Old hag. So, she's a free agent.
She's going to give herself a heart attack. She's 55.
Oh,
slightly older than you.
Slightly.
She looks hit, too, by the way.
I couldn't even tell you what I'd never be able to pick her out in a crowd. All I remember her is wearing pigtails and being cute. And now, she's referring to people as terrible names and out of work.
You can call someone a Bob Saget.
You can or cannot?
You cannot.
Okay, good. The Julius Smish job was working on that. And I was like, wait a minute, make sure you clarify.
She looks more like meth head than anything.
Oh, no. Well, that's not good.
Or she never changed her hair from, like, the 70s on. One of the two.
That, I believe.
Florence Henderson is rolling in her grave.
Yeah, boy. Man.
That's not saying much. I know she just died, but she definitely is rolling in her grave. Alice is rolling in her grave.
Well, Carrie Fisher is still telling the world about this stupid affair that no one cares about. She was on Graham Norton the other day.
I care about it a little bit.
Do you really?
It's
a little bit weird that that's all she's doing.
I don't care about the affair as much as I care that I care about Harrison Ford's reaction. Everyone else's reactions.
His reactions I'm hearing are funny about this, and that will hold true in this story too. She actually is pretty funny,
and Luke Skywalker's reaction too.
He has no idea.
I didn't know.
No idea what's going on.
I was voicing the Joker. How was I supposed to know?
Rogue One opens this weekend. So we'll talk about that and sports with Julius. We'll get to that coming up at 6:55. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings back from the radio days. Full show. Part of what you get on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month. For your listening/viewing enjoyment. Okay, thanks for the time. Bye-bye.